We're going to take your phone calls later in the hour. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Steve Pachinik, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But please, focus, serious questions about the whole Osama bin Laden garbage. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Doctor, talking at the end of the break, I was asking there, what is the goal? We know it's a re-election kickoff. We can see the scripting, the choreographing, the ridiculous, we threw bin Laden in the ocean, the 6 years he's in Pakistan. Obviously, they want to start framing Pakistan, putting pressure on them. They caught the CIA guy reportedly with the uranium, trying to get it to militants as some type of, you know, way to put pressure on Pakistan's nuclear program. But what are the other reasons for them doing this? Because I'm scanning the news here while we're live, and 48 hours into this, it's completely turning around against them, and hoax, 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 hoax is the byword. They're on Facebook everywhere trying to block and ban people like I've never seen on their own Facebook saying it's a hoax. It looks like a rout is beginning. And, folks, I don't just say things like a cheerleader. I'm telling you now, this looks like a rout of this hoax. That's why they're now saying they're going to try to release a real photo. Dr. Pachinik.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Alex. One of the things that I think the politicians never calculated on is that the American public is a lot smarter than the politicians. Let me repeat that again. I think we, the American people, are a lot smarter. We could smell a PSYOPs operation. We could smell the fake. We could smell when it's orchestrated. And this is orchestrated. I mean, when you have people sitting around and watching a sitcom, basically the operations center in the White House, and you have a president coming out almost zombie-like telling you that they just killed Osama bin Laden, who was already dead 9 years ago. And people are aware of shows like yours, quite frankly. Alex, you've been a very important part of inserting the truth in a time when most media was really going to the common denominator and the lowest. The fortunate part is that thank God for the alternative media and thank God for the American public. They're a lot smarter. And the world public's a lot smarter. I understand that you're listened to in the Middle East by millions of people. You've offered them a lot of facts. There's nothing you really said that I didn't agree with 9 years ago. And when I said to you, Osama bin Laden's dead because they need to get out of there, they need to have a conclusion where the president's getting reelected, all the issues we talked about, now the American public is saying, you know, we're tired. We're sick and tired of the nonsense that was given to us by Clinton, by Bush, and certainly now by Obama. We want jobs. We want to manufacture. We don't want to be overseas. We want to develop our own country. We want to know that we can be proud of what we've done and forget the rest of the world where we're making up wars that don't exist and terrorists who never were. And the TSA, as you said, who's reaching down to your pants and are not really required. I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. So the answer is, one issue that's very important is that the American public has to understand these people are not smarter than the American public. They're just not. They may believe they're smart. If you look at the background of Osama bin Laden, he did not do very well in school. He was at two-year college, which was not very good. He didn't do that well in Columbia, and I think he got into Harvard on affirmative action. But the real issue is, and his own wife was in on affirmative action, I think the real issue is if we have the same benefits that he had, I think we would have achieved so-called elite status. But the bottom line is very simple. The American public is a lot smarter. Anybody who has to work on a day-to-day basis, whether I'm in Montana or on the East Coast, you've got a farm. You've got to build, you have a mechanic shop. You're a trucker. You've got to figure out exactly what the cost of goods are, what the profit margins are, and how you can pay your income. These guys in Congress and the Senate have never had to do that. If you look at the benefits of what they have and you look at the White House benefits of what they have, we basically have a royalty and a kingship. We didn't have a wedding in England. What we had was a marriage of the absurd and the psyops here in America when bin Laden was just resurrected in this greatest falsehood I've ever heard. I mean, it was absurd.
Stay there, Dr. Pachinik. The real live Jack Ryan of the Patriot Games with us now. We'll be right back to continue breaking this down. Who knows? We'll just keep him the whole hour if he can do it and take your phone calls. We've got a lot more to talk about breaking this down. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Steve Pachinik is a board-certified psychiatrist. That's the medical doctor end of the whole system. And he was a psychological warfare expert chief brought in by the Pentagon against the Russians, you name it. He is the character that Jack Ryan and others, Tom Clancy, is based on. That's on record from Tom Clancy. He himself is the author and creator of 26 New York Times bestsellers and the advisor on many of Clancy's books. You can see all of that at stevepachinik.com. So you, folks always wonder why Tom Clancy knows so many inside things ended up happening later. Here's one of his chief guys giving him the intel. I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but you are an interesting person, and it also goes to credibility. You know, here you are 9 years ago and change, 9 years and a month, April 22nd, 2002, and you say he died of this disease. I saw it in the CIA documents, the disease he had. This is the word. I have this from inside sources. You're a CFR fellow at the time. You've worked under James Baker, George Shultz, Cyrus Vance, Henry Kissinger as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and Senior Policy Planner under those secretaries.
Right.
And here you are saying Bin Laden's dead. And he's on ice to be rolled out later. Then two other White House sources tell me the same thing. Years later, then Albright comes out on Fox. All these other things happen. And I mean, it's important for folks to hear some of your background to understand that now we're here, we're living it, we're seeing it. And then before we go to some calls, I want you to specifically, again, because you keep saying, well, you know, they're not as smart as you think they are, why they're doing it, why they think they came out with this ridiculous bin Laden announcement that's so cartoonish, that is blowing up in their face. The foreign media, the domestic, it is just overwhelming, the inconsistencies. Even the Washington Post and others are like, well, they're conspiracy theorists, but it is weird that they threw him in the ocean. It is weird there were fake photos. It is weird they claim they killed him 8 other times. I was talking to the Washington Post lady, and she was like, everybody in the office doesn't believe it. She was giggling, and I said, do you understand? This isn't funny. They, I mean, you know, they lied about WMDs. They lied about it all. We're in a very serious time. But tell folks a little bit about yourself. I mean, give us a snapshot of your career.
All right, well, very quickly, I went to Harvard and MIT at the same time, not because I was so smart, but because Harvard wasn't as good as I thought it was. I got a psychiatric degree at Harvard and a PhD international affairs under Lucian Pai. I was trained in psychological warfare, propaganda, counterintelligence, counterterrorism. I went right into the State Department working for Lawrence Eagleburger and became the head of the Office of Combat Terrorism. I created that. I worked against Arafat as a terrorist, and then years later I worked with Arafat as a statesman. So one of the things you have to remember in the world of terrorism, that today's terrorist is tomorrow's statesman. That was true of Menachem Begin. That was true of many of the terrorists that we worked with and now became statesmen. It was true of our own founding fathers who were created as terrorists and now come out as statesmen. I then went on to remain in the Carter administration, where I was involved in the regime change of Aldo Moro. I neutralized the Red Brigade, the P2 scandal. I indicted Berlusconi then. I'm sorry he ever came back. I left under Carter. I resigned, refused to go to Iran because I had Ramsey Clark there, and I thought it would be a disaster. I went on then to create businesses. My real love and this country's great love, why I feel I'm a very strong American, is that I am an entrepreneur. I am what we call an angel investor. I use my own money to create businesses and start them up and build them. Not because it's the money. I'm more than happy to lose the money. It's because only in America can I do what I've done all the time, which is be able to create a business like radio frequency identification, the Tom Clancy franchises, the TV shows, even radio shows. And now I'm doing nutraceuticals and I'm doing orphan drugs. And be able to succeed or fail, not by definition of money, but by definition of criteria that we built assets. I was not interested in pushing papers or money back and forth, but I was interested in serving my country, which I really served for free and not most of the time. I was promoted to colonel at a very early age of 32. I refused promotion to general, brigadier general at 37, because I felt not that I wanted to be in the Army, but I felt I could serve my country best by going back out into public service and into private service and then offer my services for free, make my money outside on my own, and then come back and serve my country through the military and other organizations and be able to go overseas for our country and offer strategic advice if they listen to it. If not, I came back under Reagan and worked on the Soviet Union. I was out at the RAND Corporation for a year under a man called Richard Solomon, who brought me in to say develop the Soviet takedown, the psychological operation we were involved. Bush Sr. was really, under Reagan, the really impetus for the takedown of the Soviet Union, East Germany. I then came back under Bush Sr. and I was involved in the bringing the peace treaty under James Baker to bring a regime change under Pol Pot without using any wars, without using any soldiers. My point is, most of the things that I've done, and I've done a lot in the Middle East against Habash, Hawatme, even in the Gaza Strip where I worked with the PLO, against the PLO, and where, ironically, and this will be a soft spot for the Israelis, in 88 I was sent out by Schultz to find out what was going on with the PLO, and I found out that the Shin Bet of Israel in 88 was creating a group called Hamas, which was used as a counterforce to the PLO, and of course, eventually everybody learned that Hamas had a blowback, and now the Israelis have created their own Frankenstein. The point being that we are not the only country in the world to create our own Frankensteins through Al-Qaeda, which was really the Mujahideen before. I was involved with that under the Carter administration, subsequently another administration, but so was Israel involved in creating
Hamas. Did you ever meet Osama bin Laden?
Yes, I saw him in Afghanistan very briefly, but I was more involved with other operational concerns, particularly the Pakistanis.
What was his role in the war against the Russians, and what was he like when you did meet him?
Well, I didn't know him very well. Basically, I knew he was sick at the time. I knew he had renal disease, and I knew he had Marfan. So you could see that. But basically, the guys who were CIA operatives said he had a supportive role there, and he was financing most of the elements there. My interest was really more strategic.
Yeah, he was more of the Saudi Arabians' man in the field with the money delivery?
Correct. That was the understanding. That's exactly correct. He was not, from my point of view, he was not the keystone of the operations there. That really was a CIA operation. Most people think I worked with the CIA. I was not in the CIA, but that's neither here nor there. Even though I was a member of the CFR, I'm also a member of the Association of Foreign Intelligence Officer and National Military Intelligence Association. So all these associations may mean something to you, may not, but I'm primarily an American.
No, I understand, and it must be horrifying for you, Doctor, to know that, like the royal wedding, worshiping people that, you know, who hereditarily got their power, who you have to get a, you know, imperial mark in the past to be able to even have a business. Our forefathers and mothers came here to be able to build their own businesses, follow their own dreams, and now we see Obama giving thousands of waivers to select corporations that give him money. General Electric heads up his economic board. They get waivers for their coal plants and then shut down their competition. We're really entering this crony monopoly system. That's got to be horrifying for you.
Well, it's more than horrifying. It's called crony capitalism, and the banking episode was really beyond the pale for me. I was totally shocked, disgusted, and I was waiting for people to get indicted, and I still hope people will be indicted. Crony capitalism cannot work, whether it's with Republicans, Democrats, or independents. It cannot work. We have to stop it as Americans. This must stop in this administration and any future administrations. And please do not believe any politicians who come to you and tell you they believe in something, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they're all full of BS, because all they care about is their own narcissism, their own desire for power. Very few people are really interested in serving the government, and then they would leave without pay. I really have never found any of these people, except in my case, I found Bush Sr., I found Baker, who really didn't need money, even Vance on both sides. But most people that I knew were very power hungry. In this administration, you have a president who's totally incapable of telling the truth.
Well, what about those narcissistic photos with them all posing? I mean, you can see they did it over and over again until they got it. But shifting gears back to this key issue, there you are, this guy high level in these Republican administrations, the son of someone you say you admire and who, from your perspective, is a good guy, obviously hardworking and intelligent, George Herbert Walker Bush, any way you slice it, when he didn't become the CIA director, you know, out of whole cloth, folks.
You know why he became CIA director? Even Jeb Bush didn't know that. He became CIA director because Donald Rumsfeld wanted to neutralize him from running for the presidency. And for 20 years, most people don't realize, either Cheney or Rumsfeld were allowed in the White House because they tried to neutralize the future of this quiet man who never, never promoted himself. I remember his saying to me and others that I'd never speak about myself because my mother wouldn't let me. Do you believe that?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because it's actually come out that George W. did bring in Cheney and Rumsfeld because of that split, and that's then later when Baker and them were sent back in to kind of shut down what they were doing.
One of the reasons why I got on the phone in the middle when I was in Montana, and I told Baker, I called him up, I said, what in God's name are you doing sending out the chairman of the Republican Party, who was very bizarre and unusual in his orientations and talking about abortion? And I said, get rid of these guys. And what are you doing with Cheney and Rumsfeld? I mean, these guys were persona non grata for 20 years in our administration. So basically, you have to understand within the American public has to understand that even under Bush Jr., we had basically a quiet civil war that was going on between his father's people, who are non-ideological, and those who try to implement ideology and their own narcissism. What we have now is a very narcissistic, incompetent president with a very dysfunctional White House and a dysfunctional intelligence community.
Well, that was my next question, Dr. Pachanik, from your perspective, was why did you, in 2002, come on my show to talk about this Bin Laden being in the deep freeze and to question 9/11. We're going to come back, talk about that, and then we're going to go to your phone calls with Dr. Steve Pachinik. What incredible info. But he told you this Bin Laden thing's a fraud.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. These 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 2 dozen assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? You know what I can't believe? Just the providence of this radio show, because I'm just an average guy who started reading history books when I was 12 and thought they were interesting and entertaining. And reading history, I learned so much about how the world works today. And then I talked to the general public, who many of them are informed and have street smarts. But if they would really start researching, they would find out how much they're being lied to, and that the culture is getting more and more entitled in Washington. The corporations that have grown up around it, the crony system, are so out of control. Your phone calls for Dr. Steve Pachinik. are coming up in the next segment, and hopefully we can get him back up in the very near future. And I keep asking him this question, and he's answered it in many ways. But just boiling it down in a language that the mainstream media can understand and government can understand, why would they do something that is so cartoonishly satirical where, and I'm not just saying this to make it come true because I was pretty depressed yesterday, but now the tables are turning. It is exploding in their face. I mean, it's almost more scary, Doctor, that you're probably right, that they have the power, they have the control, so they're able to do what they want. They think they're smart, but at the end of the day, they're making a lot of things that look like big mistakes as the Republic slides towards collapse. So why? During the break, I said, so you're saying they just did this to make Obama look good? And you said, no, to make him survive.
It's about the word that you want to use right now, the key word that they did all of this PSYOP's resurrection of Osama bin Laden, which is a joke and a sick joke and a cynical joke on the American public, treating them as if we were stupid, is desperation. They are so desperate to make Obama viable, to negate the fact that he may not have been born here, any questions about his backgrounds, any irregularities about his backgrounds, to make him look assertive, to make sure that Gates goes out in a clean sweep and that he's done what he's done. This is a good man, Gates, and bringing in a man who is questionably qualified to be Secretary of Defense, who is questionably qualified to be CIA Director Panetta, to bring in a whole other staff that really has not been very effective, and to reelect this president again so the American public can be duped once again after we've been duped by Bush Jr. and Clinton. The point is they've underestimated the American public. Again, you can thank David Axelrod of the White House, this very self-aggrandizing, very pretentious man who thinks he understands the American public as he polls them every minute. And basically what we have here is a desperate situation on behalf of an incompetent president who's not told the truth, who hopes to be reelected because he has nothing to offer but words, which are totally meaningless, mm-hmm. and will hopefully get forth. On the other hand, let me warn you that the Republicans and other parties have no candidates that are capable of filling the role that America needs today, which is a pragmatic, non-narcissistic, non-egoistic, practical man or woman who has served our country on behalf of our country, hopefully in the military, hopefully in business, and hopefully has had a clean history and can understand where we're going strategically and tactically. That has not happened in the past 24 years. That's basically where we are today, in desperation with capital cronyism, corruption, and non-transparency. What we need now is Tahrir Square in Washington, D.C., and all over the country where people will go.
We're going to talk about that when we come back and then take calls. But in the minute or two we have left in this short segment, why did you go public in 2002 with something at the time, you know, that sounded a little bit wild to some people, but I knew it had a historical basis, and say
everybody who has accused me of making wild statements regretted it 10 years later. Aldo Moro did, Pol Pot did, Noriega, all regretted the fact when I said to them, you're leaving and you're not staying, they were gone. The reason I came forth and I said, I warned Bush Jr. and Cheney and Rumsfeld, you will pay for the crimes you've committed against the American public, and part of that is this nonsense of Osama bin Laden being the leader of some nonsensical group that we created under the Carter administration, was fostered through tens of years and going into Pakistan through the nonsensical war that didn't exist to allow men and women to die.
Are you bottom line saying they ran the attacks or they hired some criminal group to do it?
No. They ran the attacks. The 9/11 is a total manufacture of one organization, the White House under Bush Jr. Bush Jr., Cheney, Rumsfeld.
Unbelievable. Stay there, sir. Stay there.
Tony Khalilzad, Elliot Abrams, now at the CFR.
Stay there. Repeat that.
I'm happy to confront them.
Stay there. Let's come back and repeat that because the music was playing. This is absolutely devastating. Dr. Steve Pachenik's got major credibility, and he is going all the way today, putting it on the table. This is off the charts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the email, the tweets, the phone calls are pouring in. Listeners are just completely amazed by the interview. I really appreciate Dr. Steve Pachinik spending so much time with us. I'll obviously have to get him back in the near future. And I want to go to some of your phone calls. But I was going back to 2002 when he went public. Then he was saying, I have questions about 9/11. You know, there are issues with this. We created these groups. Now, as we went to break, he was laying it all out and naming names. Dr. Pachinik, again, who served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and or Senior Policy Planner under Secretaries Henry Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, George Shultz, and James Baker. That's three of the most famous kingmakers of the last 100 years right there. Dr. Pachinik continues to consult to the Department of Defense, ran black ops, major operations, overthrows of governments, you name it, stevepachinik.com. He is, of course, on record. Tom Clancy helped Tom Clancy write his 26 best-selling New York Times bestsellers with his advice. Several of the characters, like Jack Ryan, are based on him, as well as Richard Clark. and Dr. Pechenik, uninterrupted by the break, take your time. What was the event of 9/11, A, and B, why was it carried out?
The event of 9/11 was carried out for one purpose. It was carried out to mobilize the American public to go to a war that they didn't need to go to, that they knew nothing about, where we had pre-positioned soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq 6 to 9 months beforehand. And what it was done, it was based on Paul Wolfowitz's, Richard Cheney, Dick Cheney, Bush Jr., Steve Hadley, Elliot Abrams in the White House, Elmi Khalilzad, Dennis Ross, who's now our Stella envoy, who's never been held accountable. You have Condoleezza Rice. You have all the people who were in the military. Particularly the Air Force generals who were involved. They can deny it any much they want, but I have a whole list of names. They know who they are. And the intel, the CIA operatives who worked under SOLIC, Special Operations Low Intensity Conflict, were all involved in what's called a stand-down, a false flag operation in order to mobilize the American public on the false pretense that we were attacked by Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, which was an absolute unmitigated lie. It was told to me even by the general on the staff of Wolfowitz, I will go in front of a federal committee and swear on perjury who the name was of the individual so that we could break it open. I was furious. I knew it had happened. I taught stand down and false flag operations at the National War College. I taught it with all my operatives, so I knew exactly what was done to the American public. Believe it or not, I had worked on George Bush Jr.'s campaign with Bob Zelig, not with the Vulcans, but with Bob Zelig in order to work against Gore, which I regret today because I had been loyal to his father. And that issue of Osama bin Laden, that had already, who had already been dead, really brought up the issue of the great lie and the great war that was created for us to make sure that we had some type of commitment to a war that was not necessary, where blood and guts were shed for unnecessary reason for men and women.
Dr. Pechenik, I've got to stop you because this is so dangerous. I believe this is the first time you've gone this far. And when the D.C. madam was on my show and she was trying to tell me during the break names of people, and I said, I don't want to know this. You've got to go public with this, or you're going to end up, you know, committing arsenicide. And obviously you're a tough guy. You're not worried about that. But I mean,
I don't think so.
Well, do you want to go ahead?
Who I mentioned understands that we all have a mutual, let's say, a mutual deterrent relationship. It's not going to be to their benefit.
No, I understand. But, I mean, you don't want to say the name of the general.
The general who swore to me? I will do that in the federal court so that we can unravel this legally, not with the stupid 9/11 commission. That was absurd. That was the most absurd thing I'd heard. That's why I came on your show, Alex. One of the reasons when I went on the shows like Chris Matthews, CNN, all of that nonsense, because they wanted me to say certain things, and Matthews had no idea what we were talking about. And going to Iraq at the time, you had all these anchor men and basically pretty boys up there.
Yeah, I've met some of these people. They are like children. I'm not even saying I'm...
They're children. They had no idea whether I was a deputy assistant secretary or what that meant. All they wanted me to do was to give sound bites, and I said I refused. Then they asked, basically. So I found you by chance, and I said, you know what? I heard your show. I thought you were extremely bright. This is not flattery, as we talked about. And I was more than grateful to be on your show. When I went on your show and I told you Osama bin Laden was dead in 2002, I wasn't hypothesizing. I knew it because he had Marfan syndrome. I knew the CIA had investigated, had treated him in a Dubai hospital, an American hospital. They can deny anything they want. That's all they do. They run around creating problems.
By the way, after you said that, Dan Rather did a report on it and interviewed the people at the hospital who saw it.
Oh, they did. I didn't even see that with Dan Rather. But my point is, you still maintained your credibility. And because 10 years later, 9 years later, you mentioned my name, I was stunned. I had no idea because I was working on another company. I'm basically an entrepreneur who volunteers my time for the military to help them out. And basically, as an American, I said, I'm sick of this. And I went back on your show to say, this is disgusting. This Osama bin Laden issue, again, keystones the issue about an incompetent, dysfunctional administration that is lying once again to the American public. We can't continue this. This is why I went on your show. I don't care whether Obama's desperate or he's incompetent or he's narcissistic. I care that he does not get reelected. I care that the Republicans don't get reelected. I care that the American people stand up once again. Politicians on the Republican and Democratic side, the capital cronyism, the entire incompetency, the transnational corporations, and believe me, I don't come from the left or the right. You don't serve Nixon, Reagan, and Bush and come out with these comments. I'm not losing friends, and I'm not making friends. I don't really care about those things. I do care that as an American, don't mess with me. You can imagine the real word I wanted to use.
No, I understand.
Don't
Did you hear my story about...
Or don't mess with any of my people in America. That's it. And the politicians think they can mess with
You're not their slave, and you hate seeing America being gutted by crony capitalists.
You got it. Not only crony capitalists, but despicable lies and manipulation. And
did you hear my story about Lionel Chetwin, the White House media head for propaganda?
Oh, that's absurd. I mean, it's absurd. You need a White House. Think about it for a moment, Alex George. You need somebody to come out and talk, to say, to interpret to a bunch of what? Sycophants and reporters in the day of the internet. What do you have reporters there for? To translate on a piece of paper what you were taking? I mean, think of the notion of the newspaper now. It makes no sense, Alex.
Well,
it's an arcane concept.
My point is they all think they're a bunch of gangsters because there I am about to go on a TV show. I'm in the bathroom. Here comes Lionel Chetwin, who made the made-for-TV movie about Bush being a hero on 9/11. And he came over like a gangster and started getting in my face going, we're going to effing get you. And as soon as I bowed up to him, he almost urinated on himself and ran out of the room. I'm saying, these are the type of people. I mean, if you're going to threaten somebody in a bathroom, you better be ready. I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got it, but they're not. Most of the politicians are cowardly. In the terms of the dynamics, I'm now speaking as somebody who's a political psychiatrist and treated many of them. They're very insecure, very cowardly. They have the same dynamics of movie stars and actresses. They want to say to you, love me, I want more and more and more affection. They cannot perform, they cannot produce, they have no capability to finish anything that they started. They've never been held accountable. It is not an accident. For the past three presidents, we have had people who have never had a mortgage, who have never been able to have a job. Clinton left the White House, said, oh, poor me, I have no money. A year later, he's $100 million supporting Dubai, bringing in a port, while Hillary Clinton comes in and say, oh, no, we shouldn't have a port. George Bush Jr. says, I'm going to go to Texas and start a oil company. Unfortunately, his father started when it had to hand it in, and he screwed that one up. Now you have an organizer in the ghettos of Chicago who has done nothing, absolutely nothing, has never really held a job, has never been, but perhaps he's given a few lectures as a professor. God only knows he was, what, at Harvard, and everybody thinks that's a great position. And somehow, mysteriously, from the most crooked city in this country, Chicago, we get a president. How is that possible? With Rahm Emanuel, who has a master's degree in ballet. Now, that is really impressive to me.
And we know what that really means. He has a master's degree in...
chief of staff for a man who's never been in the presidency, and it really was shocking. And then he talks about... And then under Bush Jr., we have a major crisis in the banking system. He doesn't know what to do. He brings in Paulson, who had no idea what he was doing, because I was a banker, by the way. One of my positions was as managing director of investment bank, taking it down for 6 months and left Wall Street. It was so disgusting. And I knew Paulson had no idea. And when I talked to the congressman, I said, listen, guys, you don't have a banker there. They have no idea what they're doing. Lo and behold, that whole thing unfolded, and now we have such a crippled banking...
Well, sir, you like Petraeus, and I respect that, but it was also Henry Paulson repeatedly did collapse in closed sessions two different days. Petraeus collapsed. What's all this collapsing business?
Basically, I don't know about Paulson collapse. Petraeus, it's public. He has cancer of the prostate. That's not classified.
Oh, really? Oh, so he's been having...
He is not a well man. He's also a man who overreaches. But Paulson, I would not say, is the hero of this country.
No, I understand. I understand working too hard and then collapsing.
No, Petraeus, I think, has had an illness which was not classified. He has had cancer of the prostate. I assume he's better, but he's worked very hard. But the issue with Paulson is that man was incompetent. He's an investment banker. He has nothing to do with cash flow, fiscal policy. Then you had Greenspan, who told you he was doing a wonderful job, and he put the foot, the accelerator to the pedal, and boy, we went right over the abyss. And then he comes back and says, oh, no, that was a minor incident. Derivatives were really very effective.
Let me throw a few more questions in for you, and we'll take a few calls. This is unbelievable, Dr. Pechenik, stevepechenik.com. The anthrax attacks, you know, they said it was brewed in a bathtub. Later they admitted super U.S. weapons grade, miniaturized, hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment needed. What was the anthrax attack?
I really don't know. That one I have to bow out. I don't know, you know, what that was bad, but, you know.
What's your intel on Obama and why they've been suppressing so many of his records? What are you picking up on that?
You know what? At this particular point in time, I think it's best that your audience figure out what the history of Obama was in Chicago. I really don't want to get into the birthing thing. I think that's been discussed, but there are other issues, and I think it's best that this country do its own homework. You have a very intelligent audience, and I think they should find out about themselves. What he did in Chicago, what's his relationship to Rahm Emanuel, why was Rahm Emanuel brought in, and why is he now mayor of Chicago? Masters in ballet, who had no other profession.
All right, we got it. So it looks like Emanuel's blackmailing Obama somehow with the fact that they like to...
I didn't say that. I just want your audience to do their due diligence as you have. I want them to follow you and what you said, and that is to be in educated, self-educated, and informed.
We know all about male ballet dancers. We'll just leave it at that. Statistically,
well, it's not a ballet dancer. This is a master in ballet dance. It's beyond a ballet dancer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are occasional black sheep who are male ballet dancers.
I don't know about that. All I know is his brother. His one brother's an agent in Hollywood, and his other brother, quote, is a physician at the NIH.
Well, what about their family connections to Irgun in Israel?
His father was in the Irgun Sfeiluni. That is true. His father was a pediatrician and was part of a terrorist gang. He himself, I think, served in the IDF for a period of time.
Unbelievable, sir. In the last 12 minutes we have, let's take some phone calls. I'll try to take more calls, folks, but this has been unbelievable. Anything else about the inside job that was 9/11? I mean, you're saying you've talked to high-level U.S. government officials, military...
The inside job is that nobody has been held accountable. Tenet should never receive an award. He should have been put on trial. Bush should have been put on trial. Cheney should be put on trial. As Rumsfeld. Instead, they all received books. Condoleezza should be put on trial and investigated under perjury, on charges of perjury and war crime. It's as simple as that.
By the way, ABC News did report that
people, Elliot Abrams, you've got Wolfowitz out there, and you've got a lot of potential criminals. If this country doesn't come to its resolution, instead of creating this nonsense that we have a war and we have heroes and we do have victims, we have to stop this. Otherwise, we can't go forward.
Well, it was in ABC News that top military brass a week before canceled their September 11th flight to New York. Mayor Willie Brown, San Francisco Chronicle, this was confirmed, called Condoleezza. No, she called him and said, don't fly to New York. I mean, these guys are just red-handed caught, then lying about never hearing chatter about flying planes in the buildings. When on record, they ordered FBI agents nationwide who were on the trail of the legend they were building, the fake decoy history, and they demoted or fired those agents and gave record bonuses to the FBI bosses who blocked the FBI trying to stop the attacks. I mean, and it goes on and on and on and on.
You know, it's time, again, that I say we have our own Tahrir Square. The young kids of Egypt went forth and did what they did. America needs a second revolution. That second revolution has to entail the peaceful means by which we can get rid of this type of capital cronyism, corruption, and criminal activity. It's, again, we were born of a revolution, a real revolution. We fought England twice, not once, but twice. And we need to now understand that our government has no longer served the people, for the people, by the people. And that's why I came back on your show. I was so disgusted to hear this nonsense about Osama bin Laden being resurrected and that they had shot him unless they attacked a mortuary. I have no idea what this nonsense was. But the point is, it underlied another cancerous administration with lies, deceits, betrayal, including the Republicans and Democrats and the legislation. I'm not, you know, a right winger. I'm not a conspiracist. I trained at Harvard, MIT. I've been under five presidencies. So no matter what the press tells you, no matter what they'll say, Alex Jones had the courage enough to put me on the air, and I had the gall enough to go on the air, which is, by the way, not unusual for me because I told some presidents to leave, go screw yourself, but because I save lives. My job isn't to take down countries only. It's to save hostages. I saved many hundreds of hostages' lives. Now, I was so disgusted, I went back on your show to thank you for allowing me to address your incredible public.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Pashenika.
For that moment that they, this is enough, and that's all I want to say.
Wow. Well, let's jam some calls in here. This is an unbelievable interview, ladies and gentlemen. It's all of our job to get this interview on the podcast and the YouTubes and the audio of it out to everybody. Let's talk to Alex in Michigan. You're on the air, Alex. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones and Dr. Pashenik. My question for you, Doctor, is that when we deal with this, as you aptly put, this nonsense with Osama bin Laden allegedly being captured and killed, this operation was allegedly authorized and carried out a couple of weeks ago in April. So why did Obama wait that long a time and then announce this out of all places Sunday night at 10:30? And my second part of the question to that is, if we go back a week ago, after bin Laden would have supposedly been killed, we see the shuffle with Panetta and Petraeus into the Defense Department and CIA. What does all of this mean? What is the purpose of waiting?
It's a very good question. The timing, I can speculate. Basically, they did it so late so that nobody could comment on it. The reason for the timing and now at this particular point in time is Gates is leaving, and Panetta had to establish some credibility where he had none before. The Pakistanis were extremely angry that he had killed many civilians, which he had. Also, if you remember correctly, 2 years ago, he had made a major mess where CIA operatives were killed because there was no clearance. Secondly, you have to remember now, the CIA is not the CIA of the Cold War or the people, the brave people I worked with in the 80s and 90s. This is a very different CIA now. 80% of the CIA right now are contract employees. Listen to what I'm saying. That means they're mercenaries. We have primarily mercenaries underneath Panetta. Panetta is not an intel operative. He's basically, I've got to give him his credit, he's a budget man. And the reason they're moving him to the state of the Defense Department now is Gates is leaving because Gates was an excellent Secretary of Defense.
But don't mercenaries open you up to total infiltration?
Oh, yeah, because you don't know who. They're loyal to only one thing, the dollar. The American public has to understand we have primarily mercenaries in most of what we have in contract offices. When they say we have contractees, we have mercenaries. Many of our troops are very disgusted with that because I've got a soldier who makes $35,000, and next to him, I have the same man making $250,000 with no taxes whatsoever and no restrictions in terms of...
Yeah, he has immunity. Alex, I appreciate your...
Alex, what I'm saying to you is the timing had to do with Gates leaving, Panetta having been switched into the Secretary of Defense, although I suspect he didn't really want to be SecDef. He wanted to remain as DCI, Director of the CIA, and Petraeus is heading up the CIA, which is unusual for a general because he ran the Special Forces units and CENTCOM, and he ran much of the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he knows the drones, and he knows the so-called
Al-Qaeda. We've got to jump here.
So that's why he was moved.
Sure, and I agree with you. 10 o'clock at night, so the papers were already lined up to not question, to then have total control of the message the next morning, to control the entire week with the announcement, and the whole thing was scripted. Let's talk to Adrian. Oh, yeah. You agree, Dr. Pachinik?
I'm sorry?
No, I mean, you said something?
I'm sorry, did you say? No, I didn't say anything.
Okay. Adrian in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hi, Doctor. My question is, after all of this, this shenanigans is going on with Osama being dead and everything, and Obama trying to get reelected, after all of this is done, you know, after that announcement in 2012 that he has won the presidency again or whatever, how do you think America is going to react You know what I'm saying? Like, what his approval rating is going to be, and if they stoop so low again, how will he try to get America back on board?
That's an excellent question, Adrian. I really think about it, and I don't know the answer, but this is what I would speculate. Our unemployment is still remaining high. We have had capital investments, but we're not doing it into major projects like railroads, which we need, bridges that have to be reconstructed, houses that have to get. We need to get that unemployment, 10 to 19 million people back on the job. He will get reelected, and he will probably do whatever he needs to do, which is an agenda that is not clear at this point. But he will continue to push through Obamacare, which will be a disaster for our health program. Unemployment will probably remain high. And he will remain, he will keep the military positioned in the areas where we don't need it, and basically our capital cronyism will continue. But I warn of two things. The food prices and gas prices will continue to rise. Food prices have risen 35% because we decreased the value of the dollar. The commodity prices went up. But, Adrian, it's an excellent question. The sheep does not change his color. I mean, basically, he's going to be what he's always been. He's going to accommodate to the moment and to the interests of the people for whom he works, which is not the United States of America, the banking primarily in Wall Street and the transnational corporation. But it's an excellent question. I can't really further detail things out other than the fact that we're headed for more and more economic crisis.
All right.
If we default on our debt, we are a major, major problem.
And that's already basically happening with the monetization. They're just not doing it in one big bang. They're slowly killing it. But Geithner wanted to raise the debt ceiling. Now Treasury is announcing that they are maybe going to keep it under. Here's the headline. Treasury to take steps to stay below debt ceiling. That's what Standard & Poor's said. They said it's the increased spending. Raising the debt ceiling is why we have a negative outlook on you keeping AAA, and then he came out 2 weeks ago and said that if we didn't raise it, that would cause the default, but now they're shifting gears saying, okay, they may have to cut. Are they starting to get some reality, Dr. Pacheco?
No, not really. What they're doing is playing with money. Remember, every currency is denominated still in the dollar system, and as long as the dollar system is there, the Federal Reserve will control it. Bretton Woods, right after World War II in New Hampshire, a lot of smart men made sure that everything around the world was denominated in dollars. Where we're going to have the major problem and crisis is that we will have an inflationary spiral that they cannot control, and so that's why gold keeps going up out of fear. Yeah, in and of itself, gold has no value other than a historical value, aesthetic value, whatever. But the bottom line is, economically, we're not in a position unless we keep manufacturing. One of the great things about the state of Texas is that you really are very independent in many ways in terms of resources, manufacturing, and oil. We have enough oil in the United States to start drilling here. Gas, oil, everywhere from Montana to down to Texas, Oklahoma.
But the cronies want to keep it shut down so they can make more money on their foreign investments, another form of artificial scarcity. Dr. Pacheco, I want to put bookends on this historic, now almost two-hour interview. We're going to go into super overdrive commercial-free after this one-minute break. Let's just do 10 minutes together because I have to go do some media interviews. And then I want to try to call you later today if you're available so we can have a private discussion about some future things to move to get the public to wake up to what's happening. Just amazing information. But please, let me twist your arm for 10 more minutes on the other side so I can promise to get to Bill, Pat, Trevor, and a few others. We'll be right back in super commercial-free overdrive only at InfoWars.com on the streams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.